And on this first day of December, we've got Jessica Eby in from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson. Hi, Jessica.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Great. How about you?
We're hanging in there. We're doing good.
We're just getting a day closer to spring every day.
That's right. That's right. And you know, and this is my last time on for 2020. So I hope, you know, 2021, I can talk about something different.
That's right. That would be great.
That would be great. But we are surviving. We're doing well. And, you know, I just want to just give a big thanks to all my staff who work hard every day to care for our residents. It's not an easy job right now at all. And we've all been helping out helping the residents each and every day, and, you know, getting in all that PPE, you know, going in every room is a lot of work. So I just want to give a good shout out to all of my staff that show up each and every day. And I mean, every day, because some of them work a lot just to make sure our residents are well taken care of. So just big kudos out to them and all their hard work. We want to, you know, since it's still Thanksgiving season, and, you know, give a thanks to them. We did have our Thanksgiving meal socially distanced in our dining room with all of the staff and residents, and had some really good turkey and pie. So it's one of my favorite meals that we do at the nursing home. And it was a little different this year, but we did it, and it was fun, and everybody had a good time. And we even did our own church service. Our ministerial association comes in and does our service for us, and we did our church service before the meal and everything. So yeah, it was a little different, but we did it anyway, and it was fun. So we are still not allowing visitors in our center because of the outbreak in the community, and we're just trying to keep everybody as safe as we possibly can. So, you know, we're hoping that we'll look different here in a while, or the spring when the vaccine comes out. We're getting closer and closer to that vaccine every day. You know, again, I get emails every day about how we're going to do this, how we're going to distribute it to the residents and staff, and that plan is just looking closer and closer each day that I'm there. So hopeful for that to come out and things to go back to somewhat normal. Everybody keeps asking me, well, what happens after we all get the vaccine? And I don't have an answer to that yet. So we'll just keep one day at a time, and I will keep everybody informed as I possibly can on what that looks like. Will it be as normal as it was? Probably not. I'm sure we'll still have some restrictions and some guidelines and things for a while.
Probably wear those face masks for a little while longer.
Wear those face masks, and I appreciate everyone doing that out in public. I go, you know, I still am out in the public a lot, and I'm getting better about not having to go back to my vehicle for my mask. So I am getting better at that finally. I just want to thank everyone for wearing their face masks out in public. It does make a huge difference. We prove it every day in our facility that masks and make a huge difference in not spreading the virus. So please, if you're not doing that, do it for the sake of our healthcare workers, and even in the hospital and nursing homes and assisted livings. We really are struggling, and we just need everyone to help out. I just want to kudos to the healthcare professionals that have come onto the radio and have done advertisements to that effect, because it really does make a big difference. So thank you for everyone doing that. And I know the holidays are coming up, and this is a really stressful time of year usually for some people. So just encourage our family members and community members. If you know someone in a facility, you know, give a shout out to them. Set up a FaceTime with them. Send them a card, a letter, a note. Yesterday I was on a call, and we do a pass a note or a quick note for Good Sam. And if you want to know how that works, just go to our Good Sam webpage and you can send a note.
Cool.
And there's a lady in Milwaukee, Wisconsin that heard our advertisement a couple months ago about our quick notes. And she has the record for sending the most notes to every facility and every, you know, lots of residents across the Good Sam Society. And I can't remember how many she's wrote, but it's a lot of letters. And someone at one of the facilities is laminating them and saving them all because, it's kind of a cool thing. So, you know, you can get on and send a quick note to someone in our facility, and we will make sure that they get it. So, but again, cards and letters and FaceTimes. Christy, my social worker, will be back on Wednesday. She had a little quarantining that she had to do. So she will be back on Wednesday and give her a shout out. She's looking forward to setting up some of that visitation, especially during the holidays. So, yeah, just kind of remember us when you're sending out those cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like we said, it's not an easy situation for anybody, for the residents, for the staff, for the family members. It's just kind of a tough deal, but there's plenty of ways to be in touch and utilize those. Yeah.
Right.
Do the best you can.
Do the best you can. Yep. Yes. Thank you for everyone's support too during this time. If someone told me that we would be dealing with this in 2020, I would have laughed on January 1 mm-hmm. and said, "What? No, we're not going to be doing that." But yes, here we are. And but like I said, we're doing a great job. And you know, once we get through this, we can go back and look at hindsight and see what maybe things we learned from it and carry those things forward to create a safer environment for our residents in the future. So there's always some plus sizes to these things, and we're looking forward to looking back at those. We do have some openings, some nurse aid openings. They are online, looking for a night evening LPN or RN and an evening nurse aid. So if you want to help out right now and just go to our website, www.good-sam.com, and look at those careers that we have open. I know it's a tough time to enter the nursing profession or work in long-term care, but we'd be happy. We welcome you with open arms, and you would really learn a lot at this time.
And you can probably get about as many hours as you want.
You can get as many hours as you really want right now. Yep. Yep. Everybody's been working a lot of overtime. And so if you see a healthcare worker, just thank them for the work they do, because they are working a lot, and just to make sure that everybody is well taken care of. If you have any questions, feel free to call us at the center. And I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday. I know it's going to look a lot different. Thanksgiving looked a lot different for a lot of people. But God is good, and we are just going to trust that He knows what He's doing and help guide us during this time.
All right, Jessica.
All right.
Thank you. And
thank
you guys
you.
And everybody have a Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Jessica Eby from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson.